right, all senior enlisted leaders, make sure you're one step forward to the right of your colors.
Some 40 to 50 years ago, veterans who served in Vietnam came home in a trickle, wounded and suffering, but there was virtually no one there to greet them.
Hey, First Sergeant, if you've got colors out there, let's go out there and get in front of them.
Members of all four branches of the U.S. military gathered on a Fort Sam Houston parade field Tuesday to rehearse and prepare for hundreds of guests to the 50th anniversary welcome home ceremony. Lieutenant General William Caldwell, Commanding General of Army North at Fort Sam, said it's high time to honor the more than 3 million veterans who fought in one of the worst wars in U.S. history.
In talking with a lot of our community who are Vietnam veterans, said, you know, we never really were welcomed home. We came home, we put our medals in a box, we put our uniforms away. There was no fanfare, there was no signs greeting us. In fact, if anything, we arrived in civilian clothes and never even talked about our service.
Anybody could sign or just only them?
Yeah, no, anybody. We'd welcome you if you want to. It's to welcome home our Vietnam vets. If you
Ida Mina signed a 20-foot card made to greet the veterans as they are escorted through the corridor of thanks.
Way back, my dad's years ago. But I had my daughter on the Navy. She just really got out about a year ago, and then I have, but on the Vietnam War, only my dad.
The actual anniversary date of the Vietnam War is hard to nail down, but President Obama issued a proclamation declaring the 50th anniversary beginning on Memorial Day of this year and continuing for 13 years forward. General Caldwell said the San Antonio celebration is expected to be attended by hundreds and will honor some special retired service members.
Our guest speaker is going to be a Vietnam veteran, a Medal of Honor recipient, Major General Brady, retired, who lives here in San Antonio. He was a helicopter pilot during the Vietnam War and flew over 2,000 combat missions, rescuing or moving over 5,000 casualties.
Looks like they're getting ready to...
Organizations in the San Antonio community are turning out to honor the Vietnam vets, including the disabled American veterans and the Patriot Guard, who will ride their Harleys through the procession. The San Antonio Police Department is providing an honor guard and a helicopter flyover. Most military members, like Colonel Wayne Shanks, feel a special debt of gratitude to Vietnam vets and say a celebration of this magnitude is long overdue to service members who came before them.
When I came through Atlanta, you know, applause and people saying, yay, welcome home. They didn't get that. So, you know, we owe them 50 years of parades to, you know, welcome them back home.
The ceremony starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon and the public is invited. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.